Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Summer is a time that kids look forward to with great expectation. Finally, school will be out and they'll be free to have fun. That's usually the case for about the first week of summer vacation. After being home with no place to go and nothing to do, the excitement of summer vacation can turn into sheer boredom. Working parents are especially challenged because they cannot just stay home. So children are often left at home with little or nothing to do. You've probably heard the old saying, "Idle hands are the devil's playground." Well, that can definitely be the case when a young person has nothing to do. When boredom sets in, a child begins to cross the lines out into the danger zone and experiment with risky activities. After all, no one will ever know what happened because there's no one there. On the other hand, if a youth has scheduled activities with adult supervision, they are much less likely to venture off into the danger zone. Not only that, they are involved in activities that strengthen their physical, intellectual, and social skills. You know, there are many camps available throughout the summer, locally and in various locations, offered by a variety of organizations. The problem for some is the cost. If that's the case for you, don't give up. Some camps offer scholarships, and others are provided by the community for little to no cost at all. Many local governments provide grants to participating organizations for the sole purpose of making these activities available to families who could otherwise not afford them. So check around. The answer to your dilemma may just be a phone call away. Another alternative is to team up with another family that has a different schedule than you. Their child can come over to your house when they're at work, and yours can go to their house when you're at work. Whatever the solution may be, come up with a plan for your children this summer and do not settle for leaving them home alone. Let me remind you of this serious warning found in Proverbs 29:15. A child left to himself brings his mother to shame. So, you can spend a few hours now planning your children's summer activities, or you can spend the next 20 years dealing with the problems they got into because you didn't. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.